The room seemed to become very still. Kai smiled thinly.
She did what she thought best for the tribe, Kai said. Sarasu Talon was rapidly becoming an unfit leader. He would soon have been of no use to anyone.
Abeloth sighed.
Such a pity.
We have dissolved our alliance with the Jedi.
Kai said the word as if it left a bad taste in his mouth.
And have allied with a far superior being. Vestara will bring us the Skywalkers, with the young one eating out of her hand.
A hint of something, then it was gone. Kai was not lying, not exactly, but not all was as he painted it.
Good, good. This pleases me, all of it,
Vol said, smiling benignly at both of them.
Abeloth, you had the pleasure of working with High Lord Sarasu Talon and our esteemed Saber Gavar Kai. There are others I wish to introduce to you.
He beckoned them forward, seemingly trusting and proud of the lords and High Lords as he introduced them. The petite and pretty Lady Sashal, the poised and distinguished Warcon.
And our true host, High Lord Takaris Yor. He is the master of this temple in charge of guiding our younglings properly along the path of the dark side.
Abeloth smiled beatifically at them all, though there was a flash, just the merest fraction of an instant, when Vol sensed something so alien that even he felt unnerved.
Such a pleasure. I trust, High Lord Yor, you are proud of the younglings you have trained.
Indeed, Yor said, inclining his head. We are the purest possible Sith lineage.
Vestara was one of your students?
One of my finest.
A smile so sweet it would drown the insect that flew to it for sustenance.
She appears to be excelling at her current assignment.
A teacher could hope for no more.
No,
Abeloth said.
To see the younglings excel. To know they are devoted to the principles one instills in them.
Again, the strange flicker that sent a chill down Vol's spine.
Well, one could die happy then, couldn't one?
And Vol realized that, suddenly, Yor saw what he had.
Your timing is excellent,
Vol said, changing the subject.
The mask is just about to begin.
She froze, turning slowly toward him.
I thought a masquerade was a sort of costume party,
she said.
It is, but a mask itself is a play. Theater. It is all about pretending to be something you are not.
He smiled pleasantly.
If you will accompany me, I assure you, I have the best seat in the house reserved for you.